As pupils in inland provinces return to school on Wednesday, Gauteng Education MEC Panyaza Lesufi said 700 pupils have not yet been placed in schools.
On behalf of the department, I don't want only to apologize, but I want to reassure parents that last year during this particular period were almost 35,000 learners that were unplaced. Fortunately, this year we are now left with less than 700 learners that still need to be placed. The 35,000 that could not be placed last year, we managed to place them by the end of March. And I want to assure parents that the 700 that we need to place as a department, we are putting a firm commitment that we place them before the end of January. By yesterday, the HOD and the team, they were working extremely hard overnight to conclude this task. Honorable Premier, it is not lack of planning or lack of schools that could not place the 700 kids. We have a phenomenon that we call choice, and we also have something that is beyond our control, where hundreds and hundreds of learners prefer to come to Gauteng to learn.
The Sufi said people's mentality about township schools must change.
Where we are, Premier, we are proud that indeed majority of parents prefer Gauteng. We are proud that indeed majority of parents prefer public education. But reality is there are certain schools that parents prefer, and therefore we drop the system with those particular schools. I want to give you a practical example, Premier. When you came here, when you took a test from the main road, there is a school there called Didier Primary School. Just chock a block with parents. Parents that come from this community, we have left a beautiful school like this, but they prefer a school in town. And that's the price we are paying in the education department. That we are building beautiful schools in the townships. But there is this mentality that the township is bad and the home of those schools are bad. Reality is there is no single teacher that is trained differently. All our teachers are trained from the same pot. There is no university that trains teachers for private schools or for government schools. And I'm proud of the quality of teachers that we have in this particular school. Next week we'll release matric results. You will see how many township schools are giving us 100% pass or more than 90% pass. So it's a huge struggle to change the mentality of our people to say township education can be quality education. It's a huge task to change the mentality of people that want to apply at a certain school in town purely because they love the school uniform of that school. And we are committed to something to ensure that all our schools must provide quality education so that we don't have this challenge.
The MEC said his department will build more schools and eradicate mobile schools.
So, Premier, I left with 700 kids. I'm committing in front of you and in front of society, the HOD is here, that the remaining 700 kids will place them before the end of this month. Last year we concluded the placement around March, but this year we are concluding this placement before the end of January. Premier, we are proud that in partnership with the Department of Infrastructure Development, we will continue to build more beautiful schools We will continue to eradicate mobile schools. We will continue to eradicate asbestos schools. We will continue to build schools of what we term schools of the future.
For Times Live Podcast, I'm Bulelano Nyukela.